The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans 360, John Harris joins us to evaluate the Texans secondary. Plus, D.P. Sidhu sits down with running back Arian Foster. All that, plus 2015 opponents, Houston Texans cheerleaders, and more. Coming up right now on Texans 360. Welcome, everyone, to Texans 360 here in the NRG Stadium Fan Cave. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer, and yes, 2 weeks Super Bowl time. This week, championship games. Next week, the Pro Bowl. We'll be out there, actually, and Drew Doherty and John Harris are going to be at the Senior Bowl next week. But we got a lot of off-season business to take care of regarding your Houston Texans. And joining me in the opening segment right here is John Harris, Texans sideline reporter and Texans football analyst for all our in-house media. How's it going?
Doing well. Getting ready to go to the Senior Bowl. Excited about doing it.
This is your time, isn't it? Draft time.
It is. Draft time is my time. I love it. We'll have our top 400-plus players up at HoustonTexans.com very soon. The Senior Bowl will be fun. It gives us a chance to start slotting guys where they need to be. And, of course, declarations have been made for players going to the NFL draft.
All right, let's start here, John, because, like I said, we have a lot of offseason business to take care of. And we're going to go over different position groups as the weeks go on here. Defensive backs for the Houston Texans and what kind of year they had. What are some of the issues that this organization has to look at in the offseason? Let's start with Kareem Jackson, who's slated to be an unrestricted free agent. What kind of season did he have?
No, I think Kareem had a fantastic year. The versatility was the key for me. The ability to go inside, play outside. When they went base, he would jump outside. When they went nick or dime, he jumped inside. I think the defense really missed him when he got hurt against Philadelphia on that tackle he made on our sideline. They really missed him at that particular moment. I think Kareem is a vital piece to bring back. That said, because he is that versatile and does have that ability, the market is going to be there for him, and there are a lot of teams looking for corners with that type of versatility. So there are going to be a lot of people that want to add him to their roster.
We'll see how they handle that now. Safety, Kendrick Lewis, one-year deal, so we'll see what happens with him. Another decision that the organization has to make, but he had a good year for this squad.
Absolutely. I've said this many times. I think Kendrick Lewis was the glue for this team, and you could tell how much he loved Houston. That very last game, I got the chance to interview him on the field, and you could see the emotion of being a Texan, but he was really the glue in the back. And there were a few questions as to what you were getting with him for just 1 year, for how it finished, I guess, in Kansas City. But, boy, he was as good and then some for this secondary. I hope they're able to bring him back for all that he's able to give them in the middle of the field.
You know, one guy who's just finishing up his fourth season with the squad is cornerback Jonathan Joseph, J.J.O. Another good year for him, and it always seems like he's able to play through injuries and get out there no matter what. What about his situation?
Yeah, I think the stat was one of only two guys to start all 16 games this year was Jonathan Joseph, and he gets dinged up, but he plays. He's tough, and he's a cornerback warrior and started making some big plays. I think the diversity in secondary coverage really helped him, because he's smart in zone and he's athletic enough to cover in man. So that, I think, really helped Jonathan Joseph this year have the year that he actually had. So if you bring everybody back at that point, you feel pretty good about what you have at cornerback.
All right, back to the safety spot, and let's talk about DJ Swearinger, DJ Swag. What about him? He's going into year three next season.
Well, I think the beginning of the year he was DJ Swag. But as the year wore on, I think he became a much more refined football player. I think DJ, as everybody does, has some limitations, especially in coverage, but I think he started finding the role for him as dime linebacker to play even a deep third safety, even play near the box. So I think that DJ Swearinger came a long way in his second year, and I think the jump from year two to year three is going to be a good one for DJ.
All right, those were the starters. We don't have time to get to everybody, but a lot of guys contributed on the back end defensively.
Yeah, absolutely. The youth and the guys that they were able to have play nickel, dime. They played seven defensive backs at one point. That can only happen if you get some young guys like Darryl Morris and Jamal Roll to step up and take those roles and play well.
All right, thank you, John. We look forward to your stuff on HoustonTexans.com.
Absolutely.
All right, John Harris with us, and he'll be at the Senior Bowl next week with Drew Doherty and the gang. Coming up, D.P. Sidhu and I talk about next year's slate of opponents, also some vintage Arian. But first, the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, who can forget J.J. Watt's sack and selfie against Zach Mettenberger? At number four, J.J. Watt makes history and becomes the only player in NFL history to have 20 sacks or more in two different seasons. Coming in at number three, J.J. Watt gets a taste of his own medicine from a young fan. At number two, John Harris breaks down the Texans quarterback in the Harris Report. And at number one, J.J. Watt's appearance on Hard Knocks.
For us to get a chance to go against the guys like that, I think it's great work for us.
Here we go. Good rush, J.J.
To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.